Are you ready for the breakthrough insights that will help you activate your magnetism, amplify your message, and get wildly paid to be you? My name is Eva G, and I'm a human design business coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you drop all of the shoulds and build your divine legacy by aligning to your true desires, being in your zone of genius, and leveraging your human design. I want you to step onto the path of least resistance and a path filled with pleasure and enjoyment. I have done it, others have done it, so it's absolutely possible. How? This is what I will uncover in this podcast. So let's dive in.
Hey guys, so I accidentally opened my Spotify and I saw Chani Nicholas's astrology for the week ahead and clicked on it and loved it. Chani, love you girl. And I was inspired because like things kind of fell in place. Manifestation, you know, I'm here responding, doing my Manny Jen thing. It sparked something in me because I'm holding a piece of paper in front of me where I wrote down like to this week we are in gate 44 of patterns. And I wrote on a piece of paper patterns to let go of for each type. And I wasn't kind of feeling called to, you know, creating a post right now about it. But now that I saw that, like that I saw Chani's podcast and listened to it, and I was like, oh, yes, I would love to share some things about this. So here's how this works. Here's how we're going to do it now. And I think this is going to become a weekly thing. We are in gate 44, and this is the sun transit right now. So we have other gates and activations, and you can look it up. Just Google Human Design Daily Impact, and you can see that. Or you can get Karen Curry Parker's 2022 or whichever year Quantum Human Design Evolution Guide, using solar transits to design your year. And get explanations about this, but I recommend something that is simple and free, which is grabbing our Human Design Vault from the link in my bio or my, you know, website description. You know the deal. So this is what we use in the Human Design Academy. It's a Notion board, and I love it because I can easily, like, you know, look up all of the explanations of gates and everything. And there's journal questions in there. And if you look under the gate 44, I'm going to leave in there also my content ideas based on gate 44 for, you know, all of the nine potent content types, the story selling system, basically, right? So do enjoy that. Anyways. To get back to the week ahead, it's gate 44. I got it. I love it. It is definitely, let me read to you from the Human Design Vault, right? So it's the gate of alertness or patterns. It is in the spleen, right? In the awareness center. The quantum human design name is truth. Which is, it's exactly what you need to look at the freaking truth. It is also a Scorpio gate, right? And so with that, it's all about like going, you know, deep diving into the shadows. It's like that dark feminine, right? And really looking at the truth of who you are and who others are, right? Like the rose-colored glasses off, like fully, you know, the gate of alertness and patterns, right? You understand what is going on. You see beyond and you see the truth. So what are you going to do about the truth, right? The problem with us is that we have this fear of the past repeating itself because we are aware of those patterns and we are aware of how much we have repeated them and how stuck we are in them and all of that kind of stuff, right? And we think that they are stronger than us. But I am here to tell you that they're not, you know, like, and, you know, through coaching, we keep proving it all of the time. So, you know, no need to doubt that. So here's some patterns to let go of. Based on this gate, you can again go and check out the link for the Human Design Vault to get the full description and everything. I'm going to read some journal questions and things like that. But first, the patterns to let go for each human design type. I want to help you navigate the week ahead. So let's start with my PJs, my projectors, my buddies. Like, I love you guys so much. Like, a lot of my best friends are projectors. So, like, your signature theme is success. And it really, like, I didn't really see this so clearly as I do, you know, now, of course. It's like how important it is to fall asleep with this feeling integrated, like locked in. And so for everyone, not just for you guys, it is so important to track your accomplishments and to celebrate them, like even the smallest things. Right? Like every day, taking a moment to like review your day. I think even maybe Neville Goddard, you know, talked about this, right? Like reviewing your day, or I don't know who it was, maybe someone who was doing hypnosis, reviewing your day and sometimes even rewiring it, right? Having those conversations go in a different way, shifting your feelings around things, right? Like doing that internal work, basically that NLP, you know, talks about and has mastered and has a lot of practices for. My favorite tool in the world. So this is the week of figuring out which patterns from the past are holding you back from moving forward with courage, right? And so as the gate of truth and as the gate of Scorpio, that death and rebirth, it's time to bring up the shadows, right? And also the truth and also your accomplishments. It's not about just looking at one, you know, or the other. It's like, sit in front of the mirror. If you have something bubbling up underneath the surface, right, and things coming up and patterns and triggers and all of the stuff, right, like let that fucking thing go. Like that sacred, divine, dark feminine rage, like let it out. Speak your truth. Say what you really fucking want. Say what is really going on. Like, I flipped the bird at God the other day, guys. Like, I literally flipped the bird and I said, fuck you and fuck you angels and fuck everyone for like not helping me out with this, for letting me struggle like this. I'm a good person. What the fuck is wrong with you? This may sound really strange and, you know, very, I don't know, how do you say that, brash? But, you know, I know that that dimension is nothing but pure love and forgiveness and acceptance, and watching from above or wherever, you know, they're looking at me and they're like, good girl, let it all out. Okay. You know, like they don't give a damn that I'm, you know, swearing at them or whatever. And I'm not doing it from a maleficent energy. I'm just like allowing myself in that moment to express something that is on my heart and soul that needs to be released with immediate full forgiveness for myself and understanding of myself and understanding of that higher dimension. So there's no judgment to myself. That's, I think, my gate two of allowing, you know, and also that gate 10 that I have of self-love. So there's, yeah, it's so powerful when you don't succumb to those patterns of like judging yourself and having that distorted image of yourself, but actually sit in front of the mirror, express the truth of what is on your heart. Allow yourself to share the awful things, the awful truths about who you are, right? How you're maybe emotionally manipulative over there and a little bit selfish over there, or, you know, guilty for that over here, or whatever it is, right? So allow yourself to be that. It is what it is. You are not fucking perfect. Let me tell you, when I had that realization, I was like, Eva, it fucking is what it is. You can't wish it or ignore it or tell a story to yourself anymore that it is better than it is. It fucking is like this. This is the truth. But also I realized I can't just sit in that. There's also other sides of the truth, the beautiful sides of the truth. I know that I'm a fucking amazing person. I am one of the most highest value people in every circle that I've ever been in. And also humbleness used to be my own pattern. I'm having a little bit of an activation in my heart right now saying that. It's like, Eva, are you like a narcissist? You know, like, you know, why are you boasting, you know, or doing whatever? It's like, no, I'm telling a story. I'm speaking my truth. and honoring myself, you know, around who I am and allowing myself to, you know, to be myself without judging myself, right? And that way, and also looking at the gifts of who I am, like truthfully, like you're fucking amazing here. Stop playing small. You know, like, and you're amazing at this. You know that you're better than this person and that other person, right? And stop putting these guys on a pedestal, you know, too. If you met them at the dinner party, they would be just, you know, as fucking human as you, right? And so, you know, like I can sit in a room with Elon Musk or Richard Branson or Tony Robbins or whatever, and like, you know, I wouldn't skip a beat. I wouldn't really feel like they're, you know, above me or whatever, or I would be like pleasing them. And like, I've let go of those patterns too. And that's something, you know, for us generators, MGs, or anyone who doesn't really feel comfortable, you know, in their skin completely, you know, we go into that mode of putting a mask on, so to say, and pleasing others so that they accept us, you know, so that they see us as, you know, kind, loving, nice, you know, good, all of that kind of stuff, valuable, yada yada. So how can you feel safe within yourself and really accept yourself and just say it is what it is? And if anyone calls you out on it, so to say, I also realized, what would I do? You know, it's like the fear setting exercise from Tim Ferriss. Please Google it, but it's like, what would happen if this fear really happened? Let's develop that, you know, let's future pace ourselves through that for a moment and make this vague fear very concrete and handle it, okay? If someone called me out on something that I am, it's like, is this the truth? Is this what it is? Then I'm going to say that it is. And if it's not, I'm going to say what is actually true. And that's all I can do. That's all I can fucking do, because I got tired of the mask and holding it up and, you know, all of the stories and the stuff and the everything that follows it, you know. Not that I was ever in the stories too much. I am, you know, one of the most genuine people that you will ever meet. And I'm very proud of that, but I've become even more authentically myself, you know, and stopped contorting myself a little bit, you know, to please others and to have them love me more, right? So that I can ensure their presence in my life, because I had, you know, this abandonment wound, you know, from my father's suicide, which you can also listen to about and how I healed that and the miraculous transformations on the podcast episode with Elise Bassine, who facilitated that transformation. Anyways, to circle this back, it's all about the truth. Look at yourself in the mirror, express the shadows, celebrate your gifts. Like, fuck humbleness. It is what it is. What is? Look at it. Honor it. And then how do you choose to work with it? How do you choose to be reborn? Right? That Scorpio, that rebirth. Right? It's, you know, it's all about just handling those triggers in the body somatically with nervous system healing. And, you know, doing that mindset work with NLP or your chosen, you know, subconscious mindset work tools and practices and modalities. Anyways, for projectors, it was all about falling asleep with this feeling of success anchored in. So look at and celebrate the successes that you've had through the day and how much you've accomplished and how much you have loved yourself and honored yourself. You know, over the conditioning, the patterns, the shoulds, and things like that, right? And allow kind of your passions to be observed, right? Express yourself, communicate who you are, allow yourself to be seen, because you need to be seen in what you enjoy, in your deep wisdom, right? And leverage your network, love yourself, ask for help. Right? Don't be a victim of isolation, as is basically the victimization theme of this gene key. So don't isolate yourself, right? And this is that Scorpio gate, right? It's so easy to go into that and to like be sucked into the deep emotions and the things. It's like, yes, it's all happening. And yes, you can also unburden yourself by expressing yourself and connecting with others and, you know, leveraging your network, really seeing from that higher perspective, from the sacred mountaintop, looking down at your life and your timeline, that, you know, you are so supported. And you don't have to know everything. You can just reach out to someone and say, hey, I'm feeling like this right now and I don't know what to do about it. I'd love to shift it. Have any ideas? Question mark. You know, it's like as simple as that. And people love to help. So give people the gift of feeling needed by you. And the gift of helping you and feeling loved through your appreciation of that, right? And deepening the relationship and all of that good stuff, right? This is a message for my avoidant attachment ones, because, you know, it's easy to kind of like just, you know, isolate yourself and kind of like go into that whole lone wolf mode, right? Don't leverage your network. Okay. And let's talk about manifestors. Of course, you guys need to fall asleep with this feeling of peace, and you need to do your thing, man. You really need to do your thing, even if it is going against the grain, right? And so don't feel guilty for going against the grain, right? And following your divine urges and, you know, disbalancing the status quo and all of that. You will gain more and more stability and peace in doing that, right? In going against the grain and feeling good about that and informing and, you know, impacting people in good ways as well. Learn how to communicate powerfully and influentially. Like, this is crucial on every single level. First of all, your defined throat, you need to express, and then you need to inform. And how you inform has like a massive impact on how all of it is received, right? And how it influences the other. Your voice is a box for influence. It's incredible, you know. And if you learn how to wield that power and how to sharpen that, your communication, right? Especially as an emotional manifester, learning to communicate, you know, your emotions and not be overwhelmed by them and wait for that neutrality, right? And not act on impulse, even though the urge is there, giving it that time, right? Like, don't fall into those old patterns, right? Of allowing triggers, especially like, you know, both anxious or avoidant or whatever, right? Just that activation, that trauma, that trigger in the body. Just neutralize it. Just breathe through it. Notice where it is in your body and just breathe through to shift it around, right? And release the grip of this pattern of reacting, right? Or repressing. So go against the grain. Don't play small either. Own your power as well, just like the PJs, right? Take the lead in your life. Don't be so passive, right? And if you don't have an urge for something, chill and just connect. Like, dark feminine work, again, shadow work, mirror work, like truly owning your truest desires, expressing your anger. Like, that's why I said that shadow work, right? And dark feminine, like allowing that sacred rage for things being as they are, right? For people being as they are, being slow when life is so slow and you want to zoom through it and manifest things and trailblaze and just have so much develop, right? Yet here you are stuck in this world that we're living in today, right? With all of its downsides, right? So tend to your channel. right? And also, you know, don't be a lone wolf with no systems in place. Your energy is not consistent. So please, you know, when you do the work, be organized. So when you don't have the energy, just like I didn't have the energy today, and I was processing some really massive stuff in my personal life, and holding myself through big activations and lots of stuff. Anyways, like, because I've done the work before, I can take that work and build on it and repurpose things, and just everything is ready and organized, and I don't have to drain my energy into like finding my way through things and, you know, things not working and whatever it is. Like, I know I can depend on everything, right? So this is why for you guys, having these systems and automations and things in place so that you can just focus your energy on what is crucial, like that, you know, changes the game, of course, for anyone, right? But especially for non-sacrals, right? Projectors and manifestors. So rely on yourself. Do that work. Leverage that energy, right? Like one-hour video, live, whatever, can be then repurposed into content, into, you know, carousels and reels and all of this stuff, right? So go to gate 44 into the Human Design vault that is linked in my bio. That is a free Notion board. Go into gate 44 and in there you will see my potent content types, and you will see how you can use that again, you know, for everything, you know, for the content for the week ahead and for your own navigation of the week ahead and, you know, all of the good stuff. Let's go on to generators and manifesting generators. Basically, please, we need to let go of, you know, this guilt for pleasure. The thing is that I've realized that how much I've been dishonoring my pleasure, and how when I've actually reached a point of I'm freaking sick and tired of everything, and I don't have the energy for anything, and I don't give a fuck about anything besides pleasure, besides doing what brings me pleasure. And at a time of big, you know, again, inner activations and things like that, like, I've allowed myself to have a joffy in the morning, right, which is a joint and a coffee, like, every morning for like 2 weeks, and like smoke weed every day, and it's like, it's all good. And I know that before, I would have questioned myself, like, am I dissociating through this, right? Like, it, like, whatever it is, it's like, no, I feel creative, I feel unburdened, and my channel is flowing. I'm doing this right now also, like, I was high. And so something beautiful got activated in me, and I'm honoring that. I'm just following my pleasure. Oh, that joffy in the morning, actually, before it, I didn't want to do some things in my day, and now I'm like, let's do it. Beautiful. I want more of this. This is supporting me right now. I can lean into that, right? Not all patterns that seem negative are negative, right? They can be used. It's all about how can you use a pattern versus a pattern using you. Same goes for emotions or anything else. This is what timeline therapy, you know, in NLP shows us as well. It's like fear or worry or, you know, like doubt and guilt and, like, you know, things like that. You know, like, it has power over you until you have certain insights and lessons and extract that. And then you have that insight and it shifts everything around. It shifts the patterns of your thinking, and you know, you literally, like, are above this thing that is trying to cling onto you. This cloak, this heavy cloak of fear or guilt or whatever, is off of you. So when something does happen in life that would have triggered you before, where you would have felt heavy and spiraled deeper into stories and blah, 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 no. No more. It's like, you know, there's a glass between you and that thing now. It's like you can just observe it, and it can't grab you anymore. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful to just be a witness of things instead of a victim of things. Man, I love my job. This is a dream come true to be talking about this. This is also a week where Gate 12 is active in Mars. And so with that, it's like open-hearted, and I have the 1222 channel, so it's like that open-hearted communication. So you're getting a little bit of the emotional Eva here too. But anyways, back to generators and manifesting generators, dropping the guilt for pleasure and not hustling, right? Like have that joffy, do your thing, do whatever you need that is gonna get that pleasure motor, you know, going. And then ride that into the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Generators, you guys, I love your focus and how you can like dedicate yourself to mastering this one thing, you know, and focusing and going deep into it. Whereas manifesting generators, like what I love to do is like poke something, you know, do some work around it, set a Pomodoro timer for 25 minutes, and then take that 5 minute break and just drop everything, just chill, right? And then ask myself again, do I want to come back to that or do I want to go to the next thing and then come back to that, right? And I allow myself to jump from thing to thing, right? And so it feels beautiful to allow myself to do that. I used to have so many rules like, no, that's not good. You should do it like this, right? But no longer. It's like, fuck shoulds. All it does is create fucking pressure. You know, like that, this is it. It just creates pressure. And my undefined root, like it's not meant for that. So any kind of rules that I've put for myself, like I had a rule, like I always wanted to post around noon. I was like, this is the best time to post. So I need to post around noon, right? And if I didn't post around noon or like noon was coming up and like I didn't create a post the night before or whatnot, right? It's like I would have this pressure. It's going to go out. And then I would roll my eyes and then I would huff and puff and I would like, you know, why? Just why? Unburdened joy of life is my North Star. Fuck everything else. If I'm not feeling unburdened joy of life, it ain't worth it. Don't feel guilty for following pleasure. It fuels you. It makes you magnetic because the pressure is out of the freaking way and you can do what only you can do. Radiate pure joy for what you're doing and that passion. Also, Manny Jens, stop feeling shame, the other side of the coin from guilt, right? Shame for shortcutting your way to success and satisfaction, right? We really are masters of shortcuts. We really move fast. We really manifest things fast in our lives, and we are impatient. That's another pattern to let go of. That's my thing. I want to especially as an emotional authority, with a channel 1222, right? I want to express my emotions, especially now with Mars in gate 12, right? It's like the caution of the gate 12. It's both there and not there. It's like there, and I'm very apprehensive about what I'm saying and like thinking it through a gazillion times. But on the other hand, once I do open up, it's like it's pouring out of me, you know? And then I have a vulnerability hangover, and like I'm going through the whole process and I have to hold myself, right? I have to kind of alchemize and shift that energy around in my nervous system. And, you know, I also did have to do around this kind of topic, you know, with emotional big activations, conscious connected breathing. This is what helps release the trauma. It's a very gentle breath in and out through your mouth. It's two-part breath, like in through the mouth, into the belly, and then, you know, flowing into the chest, and then exhaling and not creating any break in between. So it just goes in and out, in and out, in and out. Anyways, the best freaking breath work, you know, so simple that I can use it anytime that I'm super activated. And as an emotional authority with all of the freaking waves, I know what it's like to have to manage your emotions or go crazy, you know. So this is my golden tip, conscious connected breathing, especially in the face of, you know, patterns showing up and guilt and shame and whatnot showing up for things that you have done that you are now seeing and truthfully looking at. Also, you know, generators don't fall for the pattern of pushing through, you know, pushing through the resistance, pushing through frustration, right? Please, please, you know, be aware and honest about what's really going on. Why is the resistance there? Is it a full misalignment, or is it just something that is missing for things to click into place, right? What is going on? Drop the freaking people pleasing, right? Like, really do that dark feminine work, honor yourself, express what you truly desire from a calm, neutral space, right? Sharpen your communication. And also, like, if you're not moving your freaking body, please do. I used to be a couch potato to the max, Taurus style, all of that. Start just doing dance breaks throughout your day. Right? Like, you know, the music that gets your booty shaken, like, play that music. Bruno Mars for me, 24 karat magic, baby, and all that kind of stuff. Finesse and yada yada. Like, and my mirror, like, I'm having dance breaks every day and loving life. And it's also, you know, trauma gets stored in the hips and all that kind of stuff. So moving your hips actually has massive benefits. Moving your body, moving that energy. Anyone who practices, you know, any kind of energy healing, of course, knows that. And it actually is freaking powerful. So move your butt. And also stop not honoring plateaus as reassessment periods, right? Stop freaking out when the plateau comes. It's like, honor it. It's there. It's a cycle. Like, that's what the Gate 44 is all about. It's like seeing those patterns, seeing those cycles. We look at the past, at the hindsight, so much that we see it all. It starts to show its pattern. So look at things in hindsight, the good and the bad, right? And in the plateau, use that, right? Reassess what is going on and what feels aligned and what doesn't. Literally do an audit of everything that you're doing. It's like what I do with my clients in the beginning. It's like we go through your business with a fine-tooth comb to figure out what feels good. Like, is this video on this page, you know, like something that you're proud of? Or is there a piece of it that you're like, eh, you know, and it makes you apprehensive to share it? Like, we need to move that out of the way. That's a block, right? Like, let's just remove all of this bullshit that does not make us feel safe, loved, at peace, successful, satisfied, and in a state of delight, right? So, what am I missing here? Let me just finish up with MGs maybe, if I have something else. Stop playing small for the comfort of others. You are multidimensional and all of it can exist at the same time. Start expressing who you are and using that powerful voice, and start showing us what is possible. Don't stop, you know, trailblazing. Also, like, you know, ignoring your nudges to go a weird new way. We need to trailblaze in some way, right? Like, we need to follow those urges and desires and that response. Like, just play with life. Just be playful. The more you allow yourself that playfulness, the more you allow yourself a joffy or whatnot, like, and to do things in a way that feels good, the better everything feels, right? So allow yourself. That's it, right? And also, pivoting, right? Just release anything you have around pivots and misaligned pivots and things like that, right? And get out of this pattern of falling for boredom and pivoting because of that, right? And never building that mastery as well. That's the other side of the spectrum that I see a lot of, right? Like, oh, I feel bored, especially because we all have, you know, that trauma and those trauma patterns. And it's like when it gets kind of safe and in the plateau and boring, right? We're like, hey, where's the drama? I need to stir some shit up, right? And then you go into a pivot because of that. You start questioning things. And in that reassessment of the plateau, you actually go wild and go in a whole different way, right? So anyways, right? Don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. Book a session with me if you want to go, you know, like over it, and have that objective perspective, right? That sober perspective if you're going through stuff right now. And reflectors, guys, I love you so much. I actually was in a relationship with a reflector. I didn't know that for a couple of years. That was beautiful. Very interesting. The pattern that you have is allowing disappointment versus anchoring into that delight attitude. And I see my reflectors, you know, two sides of the spectrum. Some of you guys are really finding ways to delight in every day and, you know, are following the transits and seeing your shifts and being attuned to things and the patterns in the collective and within yourself and everything. And you're finding ways to delight in the flow and what shows up and playing with it and using it for you. While on the other side, you have that pattern of disappointment and focusing on the negative things and like, why are people like this? And why is this like this? And like, oh my God, you know, like, it's like you're very disappointed with everything in the world, you know? So if you have any of that lingering disappointment, like just transmute it and focus on the positive that can be done, right, about it. Allow yourself to be delighted, allow yourself to be surprised, and put yourself in situations, right, and in environments where that can happen and where you feel safe for things to beautifully unfold and to be yourself and to flow, right? Allow yourself to love what is. Drop the guilt for being, you know, quote unquote, fickle, snapping maybe, you know, radiating some negative energy when things get kind of pent up, you know, like you do absorb a lot and you can get, you know, a little bit like that and you can also snap big time, you know, like there's lots, you know, like you guys may be fully open, but you are the most resilient type and you can hold so much from the outside world, but you also need to release it. So, you know, dark feminine, again, shadow work, release all of that stuff, allow that anger, allow that disappointment, speak the things, you know, out and release them. Do not, you know, be a sponge. Anything else? Yeah. If you're not already obsessively learning how to work with and around your energy, right, and the impact of the transits, which are big for you, do that. And also clean your mirror, right? Do that stuff. And that's it. I think this was a beautiful episode, guys. All almost 40 minutes of it. This is just the tip of the iceberg for the week ahead. Again, go check out the link in my bio, in my website, whatever, in the description, with the Human Design Vault Notion board. Go into the description of the Gate 44, grab the content inspiration and the journal questions and everything, and hold yourself through this activating week with a lot of stuff coming up to be alchemized, and stay open-hearted, you know, take action from that open-hearted place, that gate 12, please. Know that with the Jupiter in 25, that connection with spirit, the spirit within and the spirit outside in everyone, seeing below, you know, the patterns and the masks, see beyond that, and you will access prosperity. Okay. Anyways, if you want more around the transits, go to Google and Google Human Design Daily Impact and look it up over there as well, what is happening. And then, yeah, I'll see you next week. I'm really enjoying this. I hope you are too. Leave me a review, leave me a comment, drop me a DM. I love chatting with you guys and, you know, responding, of course. So until next time, stay blessed.